think we're learning to play as a team.
Right.
So the moment we have household chores, realize that the aim and the goal is to keep the home a safe and comfortable place for us to come back to. It's a sanctuary for us to rest, to talk about what's important for us.
Welcome everybody to the Connect to Marriage podcast. I'm Hosanna and I'm your host for this episode. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. Do subscribe to our Connect to podcast on your podcast platform. We believe you'll discover interesting topics and helpful conversations. In each episode, we'll be tackling questions that couples ask about marriage, communication and conflict, and so much more. We hope you will keep tuning in to learn with us as you grow closer, deeper, and stronger in your marriage. I'm delighted to introduce our guest couple, Raymond and Jenny, who are the wonderful folks behind 10 Butterfingers, as well as the Art of Disagreement and the Art of Engagement Marriage Workshops. So happy to have you both on Connect 2 podcast, Raymond and Jenny.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, so delighted to be here.
Can you introduce yourselves to our audience who are tuning in?
Well, we've been married for 25 years, and we always tell our couples we've been learning to agree for the last 25 years. We're both partners in life, as well as in work in this season of life. And we have two young adult children who are 21 and 19. So that gives us a lot of free time. We like to say that we are empty nesting or bird launches, as our friends call us.
Yep.
A lot more time to engage in work that's meaningful.
Anything else you want to...
She said it all.
So you've now agreed on this.
Learning to agree.
Wonderful.
Course, yes, you know, we do 10 Butterfingers, and that's something, as a multi-hyphenate work that we do in our life right now, in our multi-hyphenate life that we do and work that we do, we juggle a coaching, training, facilitating, as well as 10 Butterfingers on Fridays and Saturdays.
Wow, that's a very full life you got there. I guess, you know, this podcast, we're going to be talking a lot about how you manage different things as a couple as well. So the first topic we're going to be tackling is a sticky one for many, the division of chores.
Bring it on.
Yeah, let's go. So Raymond and Jenny, how do you both first approach the topic of dividing household chores? And what surprised you about the conversation?
I guess looking back to our journey 25 years ago, I don't think we really talked about it. I mean, we were asking ourselves, did we talk about it? Not really. We didn't have a conversation. I guess we flowed into our roles. And I suppose for me, I grew up in a household where I have to help. In my parents, my mom, especially with doing the household, I would be the one cleaning the floor, you know, wiping the floor, etc. Right? So to me, the idea of doing housework is not foreign.
Right.
So therefore, when we got married, I kind of continued that, you know, that role.
Always find a man who does housework.
Hey, take note, number one.
No, just kidding.
Yeah.
I think we had different housework that we had to do. And of course, chores were part of a new added responsibility.
Yeah.
So I think what was interesting for us was, I mean, I never realized that, but because Raymond had been so used to doing housework, he naturally just did it, and I was very thankful for that. But along with marriage came new responsibilities, and our seasons of life changed as well. So in the initial stage, when we weren't really as busy with our career,
before the kids came,
I think we learned to manage all of that
by ourselves
really easily. It was still a new stage of development, a new stage of learning, but it was something that I think whoever was more anal about something did that piece of household chore.
Right. Yeah.
So example, I'm very, very particular about the floor. So I don't like the floor to be dusty or sticky. So I make extra effort to make sure the floor is clean. Right. Whereas for Jenny, she's very sticky about the toilets.
Right.
So which I can't really be quite bothered to her frustration sometimes.
Yeah. So I think we learned to take charge of the area that's important for us.
Right.
And I think like all other responsibilities, as in the adulting phase, we learned that, okay, we had to wash our clothes, we had to iron our clothes, we had to sweep the floor, wash the toilets, and then visit the in-laws, which is a separate issue altogether.
Right.
But we had so many household chores added onto us. So at the start, when we are less busy with our career, fine, you know, we take on some of these responsibilities. But I think as our seasons of life changed, then it got a little tricky and we had to talk about some of these things.
Right. So how did you guys go about having that conversation?
along the way, as we realized we were struggling, for example, when the kids came along, it felt a bit harder. Also, at the same time, it was a season where I had to travel a lot more for work. So without me being around that often to do houseworks, and typically houseworks get done in a weekday when right. we try to keep our weekends free for family, for church and stuff like that. So without, you know, the benefit of me being around to do some of these, so it got a bit hard. So I think what we did decide was to get a part-time help. Right. So being open and flexible enough to recognize that, hey, yeah, if we want this level of cleanliness, okay, let's probably get some help. Right. But at the same time, you know, being flexible enough to also recognize that even if you get part-time help, the part-time helper may not be able to do things up to our own standard. Right. And we have to be okay with a certain minimum level. Right. And so learning to pick and choose the battles rather than being very particular and anal about every single thing, because we just can't have everything, right?
Right. Yeah. So there's like compromise, there's working out what actually
working out what's really important for us. If somebody can help us out in some of the chores, giving us the space and time to serve in other areas or to get our work done or to have a couple time together, then at some point in time we assess how much work do we have for all the household chores and at what point in time is it, does it make sense to outsource some of it?
I think the guiding principle, I suppose, was important for us was, do we have time for ourselves, for each other? We don't want to get ourselves so busy. I mean, we are really already busy with work, you know, and then the children came along and we really had very little time for each other. You know, the romance, the dates kind of ground to a halt, right, at some point in time. So I think what was really important for us as we reminded ourselves is, how are we also balancing those areas while we are managing the housework? We don't want the housework to become the big issue, the big thing, the only thing that how we order our lives. So we want to keep everything in balance, and we recognize, hey, maybe there's something that we can be flexible about as we focus on ourselves as well.
Right. Yeah. So prioritize what's really important and then work out what actually suits your schedules and all that. Right. Yeah. I guess we were talking about like the way that you find that balance. Right, for what works for you both as well, right? So there's this whole thing also about fairness, right? Do you think that chore division should be based on fairness or efficiency or personal preference, and how do you balance these?
Marriage is one of the most rewarding things in life. Yet navigating marriage as newlyweds or an engaged couple can sometimes get overwhelming. Whether it's managing expectations of the in-laws, getting a good grasp of your family finances, or establishing good habits of communication and healthy conflict. Focus on the Family Singapore's Marriage Preparation Program aims to help you build a solid foundation in the early years and prepare you for the adventure of your life. Visit family.org.sg/C2MarriagePrep for more information today.
Question. I think at the end of the day, there's no such thing as fairness when it comes to housework, right? I mean, if you really want to think about fairness, then I'm afraid that it will be a cause for a lot of conflicts.
Right.
Because what is truly fair? You know, there's no such thing as fairness. Because I think for us, what is important is really just to do our best. And we are doing all these because we love each other, right? Yeah. And I suppose for me, I mean, I mentioned earlier, it's not normal for me to do housework. So I'm doing it because I know that.
Can
I say that? Can I say that? That sounds...
I can.
I mean, my love language is acts of service. I love her to death by doing housework, right? And, well, hers is quality time, so it's a bit different. But I felt at home, so to speak, right, just doing the housework for her because I love her. But I suppose for Jen, you know, it's not taking it for granted as well. And she doesn't, right? When she sees I'm doing housework and keeping myself, you know, busy with, you know, the floor and the clothes and everything else, she would step up in other areas, right? I mean, for example, when the kids came along, she would be the one busy with the food preparation. Because when the kids are younger, we need to, you know, make sure that they are having some of those foods, those semi-solids and stuff like that, which she's very good at. I can't do that. So when can it be fair? You know, there's no such thing as fairness, so to speak.
I think we're learning to play as a team.
Right.
So the moment we have household chores, realize that the aim and the goal is to keep the home a safe and comfortable place for us to come back to. It's a sanctuary for us to rest, to talk about what's important for us. Mm-hmm. And in making it a sanctuary, a lot of things has to be done. So it's never quite about fairness. It's about how do we play our parts? How can we utilize our strengths or the way we love each other? So for me, I would prepare food, which is also feeding him, but making the time together that we spend as relaxing as possible. And that's how we divide our household chores. For Raymond, he would keep the floor, he would wash the dishes, he would help a lot with the laundry. And for me, it's just making sure that everything else that doesn't go into that, you know, I would take over. So for example, making sure the fridge is packed, making sure that clothes are being ironed.
And the toilets too.
And toilets.
Yeah, so it's having the vision that here we are as a team playing our part to create that sanctuary or the home that we are building towards.
And I think for me, my part is, for example, back to the toilets again, right? Everyone's favorite topic. Then my role is to appreciate that toilets are very important to her. So I have to make sure that I don't dirty it. I also clean up after myself. And that's fair to her in a way, fair, but it's more than fair. It's my way of loving her back to tell her that, hey, I appreciate the effort you put in. Right. And I honor you because that's important for you. So therefore I will do my part.
Right.
So I suppose it's not about fairness anymore, but it's really about how do we love one another in a way which matters for each other, and then eventually makes our home a place that we really enjoy. It's our own, right?
It's a sanctuary. It's not just one person.
Yes. Actually, I really love that point about how it's not about if we're doing the equal amount of work, right? But it's more about how are we playing our parts to work as a team and really make the home the most comfortable. I think I really love that point. I think, at the end of the day, it's not about who's doing what, but more of how do we work together, right? I love that point.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
and there can be times when you're really too busy with work, or there's a big event that's come up.
Or you're too tired from a long week.
And I think it's important for us to agree that, you know what, let's just do the essential this week. Let's not fuss with creating hard rules for ourselves.
Right.
I mean, nobody's going to die if the floor is a little bit dirtier for 1 week. We don't like it, but let's prioritize making rest for now. Let's do a quick clean versus a deep clean. So it's learning how to prioritize what's important for us and say, can we just maybe sweep instead of doing a whole big mop up and vacuum? Can we maybe fold the essential clothes and wash the essential laundry rather than doing a big clean up? So it's these things that really say, I prioritize you, but I also want to keep the home clean, but not come back to a dog mess, but also making decisions that work well for us as a couple.
Yeah.
Right.
What I'm hearing is priorities and being flexible, being open, right? Mm-hmm. I also really love the point about appreciating. I think that it's so important that even though maybe one is doing the floors and the other is doing the toilet, that we always show appreciation. I think this is something that can go away very quickly, right? Especially when you've been married for 25 years. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to just be like, oh, right, yeah, like it's done. But instead, you know, to really just take the time to even just say the words, thank you, right? Yeah. Thank you so much for doing that. I guess this is the one thing that I would also want to ask, you know, what advice would you give to couples who are struggling to agree on chore responsibilities without resentment building up?
Good question.
I think in our time meeting up with many couples as well as our own experience, we are very aware that many couples bring their family of origins perspective on housework into their marriage. So for example, you know, Raymond comes from a family that's really 100% top notch on cleanliness.
More for my mom.
And many other couples, you know, may have one family prioritizing housework to the point of being a stickler for it. And it's important in our marriage to realize that this is our home now.
Yeah, and you don't have to bring those expectations or those perceptions into your marriage.
Right.
But it has helped me understand when Raymond is a little bit more upset when the floor is dirty and he doesn't have time to clean it. I understand where that's coming from. And he also understands that it's not that I don't want a clean home, but I don't have the same level of standards as my mother-in-law. Not imposing his mom's standards on me, and likewise for me to realize where those standards are coming from. I think it's a really important aspect as we try and navigate our own routines and our own standards of what feels comfortable within the time that we have to do all the work. So that's one advice I would give to couples. The other aspect would be the mental load that many of us carry, and often for women, more so than for men. A lot of women carry the mental load of caring for the children, looking after the house, you know, are the needs met, and all that in our minds. So it is a mental load that we carry, and we don't articulate enough or share with our spouse that I need help. And so learning to say that I've got all these planned on my mind, you know, I've got a full weekend of activities, but I also need to iron the clothes. I also need to cook the children's lunch. I need to do all this without being able to share that with our spouse and say, can you help me? I'm struggling because I've got so much to do and I don't think I can do all of that. It weighs us down, and sometimes we resent our spouse for not helping when we didn't ask.
So I think one of the things that really can hurt marriages is the expectation gap. We all have expectations. And I mean, as Jenny has shared, some of these expectations came because of our own upbringing, family of origin upbringing. So it's very important to be aware of what expectations we have. But not to say that we shouldn't have expectations, because we all do, but more importantly, learning how to communicate what those expectations are and helping our spouse to understand where we're coming from. But at the same time, recognizing that those expectations may or may not be valid, may or may not be reasonable. So how can then we find a balance, something that makes sense for us?
So I'll give an example. My dad washes the car. He's got very high standards in maintaining the cleanliness of the car. Just because my husband doesn't do what my dad does doesn't make him a lousy husband. We're not bringing the standards of our own family of origin into the marriage and allowing me to say that, you know, Raymond has got a different standard. The car is generally clean, not dirty, but not at the standard that my dad would have kept it. And likewise for me, for the floor, Raymond doesn't hold me to that same standard as his mom. So recognizing that we are both individuals and that we are here to chart out what's appropriate for both of us and communicate if we are carrying more load than we think we can handle.
Well, thank you guys so much for sharing so authentically about chores. I really enjoyed our conversation. Like, really, I think the points were so good, so fantastic. I think just one last thing as we wrap up, any last tips or any last thoughts?
I think at the end of the day, it's really about the house is really where this the love is, right? It's a sanctuary. So let's not lose the forest for just one tree. You know, recognizing what is really more important at the end of the day. What's most important is the connection, the relational connection, and intimacy between the husband and wife, right? Let's not be so particular and anal about the chores in this case that we forget that, hey, behind all these chores, there's somebody that we need to love, need to cherish, and need to grow closer to.
And also, you know, the seasons of life changes. So in different seasons, you find yourself coping better or not as well with certain chores. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to chart out a new path of approaching certain chores, like I may need to outsource it, I may need to get new equipment, and manage your expectations and learn to communicate.
Wow, thank you so much. We really hope that you found today's episode helpful. As always, do share this podcast with a friend who might benefit from it. Thank you for listening in, and don't forget, marriage is about building a lifelong partnership together.